Joining us in the studio is our own engineer, Jeff Nimitz. Good morning, Jeff.
Good morning, Jay.
Well, there's a tower crew in town and a great big crane, and they're going to start erecting the new Verizon Tower today. So how'd that come about?
Well, the tower that Verizon and WTIP are on right now was built in 1961. It wasn't designed to be an FM broadcast antenna. It was built to relay TV signals from Duluth up to Thunder Bay to get onto Thunder Bay's cable system. About the time, probably 15 years ago or so, a cell company approached the tower owner that they wanted to put cell equipment on the tower. And that was about the time that this radio station was forming. And so they added another 50 feet to the tower. It was 300 feet originally. They added another 50 feet, and that would house the Verizon equipment. And then there was also room to put our FM broadcast antenna on, although because the tower wasn't really built for that, our antenna could only be so big, and it couldn't support radomes or covers that prevent ice from causing problems to the antenna.
Oh, okay. So what are they doing now?
Well,
a new one in or what?
Pardon?
Are they putting a new one in?
Well, that's what they're doing. They're going to build a brand new tower 12 feet away from the existing tower. And the reason they need that is because new cell phone antennas take a lot more wind load and add a lot more weight to the tower, and the current tower just won't support that equipment.
Now, that's going to affect our power, right?
Yeah, while they're...
Temporarily.
Yeah, while they're constructing the tower, since they're only going to be 12 feet away from our broadcast antenna once they get up in that neighborhood, we'll have to reduce power significantly just to keep the workers on the tower safe.
Okay, now...
So, for the next few days and next few weeks, initially they'll just build a tower, then they have to put all the cell phone equipment at the top and run feed lines down, and so it'll be kind of hit and miss when we have to reduce
power. They're also going to put up a new antenna for us.
That's right.
And what is that going to mean for us and our listeners?
Well, we're hoping that the coverage is going to be about the same. Mm-hmm. But what it'll do for us is reduce our power bill significantly.
Really?
The antenna is about twice as much vertical real estate as the old one, and so it's a higher gain antenna, which allows us to reduce our transmitter power out and thus reduce our power bill, which is quite significant. It's around $1,500 a month.
Really?
Yeah.
Gee, that's more than I pay. Okay, Jeff, now are you going to kind of watch this or kind of keep us in touch?
Or yeah, well, today...
You're just going to let them do their thing.
They're going to kind of cheat today.
Oh, yeah.
They're getting a crane up here, and they're going to stack the first 120 feet. That's about a third of the tower with that crane, and that could be done by the end of today or
really?
Maybe into tomorrow. I guess I don't know if it's here or not yet, but they'll just stack it with that crane, six sections. Each section's 20 feet. And then the rest of it, they'll use a... gin pole method, which is kind of a pretty interesting setup they use. They use three different winches with all kinds of lines and a thing called a gin pole. It's like a mini tower section that they just kind of bolt onto the tower, and then they just haul up one section at a time. And it's quite a process to watch them. There really isn't any room up there for people to go view it.
We're not encouraging people to go up to the top of the hill and
watch from town, you'll be able to slowly watch the tower get taller and taller over the next few days and probably into next week.
Okay, well, we will keep our listeners informed for any time when there might be an interruption or when there might be intermittent reduced power, if we can do that. In the meantime, we've been talking to Jeff Nemitz. He's our engineer here at WTIP about new tower, new antenna. It's a whole new ball game.
Woohoo!
Thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome.